This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Like many American cities, the housing market in Atlanta has experienced both bubbles and busts over the last decade. New buildings sprang up during the housing boom, and then, last year, banks seized more homes in the city than in any other major metro area. Realtor Deborah Gilmore says things are starting to look up again. She's been selling homes in the Atlanta area for more than two decades. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
All right. So I got to say, you know, one of the few things I know about Atlanta is when I read about bad traffic in this country, there's L.A. And then people say, yeah, but take a look at Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta has traffic. I have certain parts of Atlanta when I go to show homes, we must leave by 9 and head back by 2 because traffic does start at 2.
Give me a sense of the place. I've got friends in Atlanta. I've got relatives in Atlanta, although they know better than to invite me because I just complain a lot about the traffic.
You've got to be here because the weather is fabulous. And you also have walking towns in Atlanta. You don't have to necessarily take a car. And the people, there's so many diverse cultures of people here. And I enjoy seeing that. I love the experiences of that. The house, you can have a condo to a castle here. And then you have the quaintness of home, where you have land and you can see nature itself.
All right. We've been visiting a lot of places around the country in recent weeks, and the through line of that is that the housing market is recovering. What about in your little neck of the woods?
From all indications we see in the Atlanta area, it is recovering. We do have a heartbeat now. We had flatlined for quite a while, but we are beating. That's good news. That is very good news.
Is that at both the high end of the market and the low end of the market?
Certain areas of Atlanta where high-end is predominant, there are people are buying.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about the lower end of the scale.
A 3-bedroom, 2-bath home could be around $150,000, $200,000. And then there are 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes in parts of different counties that can be, depending if they're foreclosure or short sale, can be around $90,000 to $150,000.
Describe a recent sale for me.
Well, the recent sale is a modest sale, but the couple, they bought a home. It was a short sale. The couple was so excited. And that's why you know the American dream is still alive, where people get excited for the first time buying the home. I say the expression, they have cartwheels from the front door. You know they love the house. Beautiful front porch. People love porches here. Big yard, beautiful large master suite with sitting area. And they got so excited about the house, got close to the closing, and the buyer called and said that, well, he wanted to go cut the grass. And I said, that's so very nice, but we have one problem. And he says, what? I said, you don't own the house. It's not your house yet. You haven't bought it, so you can't just show up on the property and start cutting the grass and trimming the bushes. But that's just one example of excitement of people that when they want to buy and they have a good experience with the process and they can't wait to get the property, that's what I like.
How much did that house go for?
Well, that house was in the low 100s.
Did they get the house?
They got the house.
So they're cutting the grass with impunity now.
They love it. It's their house now. They cut whatever they want. It's their home.
Oh, that is so nice. And I know exactly what you mean, because I remember when I bought my first house, you know, just that feeling. I mean, there's nothing else like it. It's like buying your first car.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah, exactly. Are the bankers down there, Southern Hospitality, they're going to invite me in and they're going to throw loans at me, or are they going to play hardball with me?
Nobody's throwing loans. I'm sorry. You have to check with a lender or bank first to see are you credit worthy. People love to look at the pretty stuff, the house and dream about where they want to live, but the restrictions are much different now than they were 5 or 6 years ago. But I'll tell you that they're looking at credit scores and pattern of payment, and this has to be really good and clean.
Realtor Deborah Gilmore is with Harry Norman Realtors in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, David.